Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 21. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 43. Mainly clear Wednesday with a high of 45. 38 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Residents of Russell can now safely drink tap water, J.P. Bazette reports.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, or KDHE, officially lifted a boil water advisory for the city. The advisory was initially issued following a waterline break at the local treatment plant, which posed a potential risk of bacterial contamination. KDHE confirmed that water samples tested at a certified lab showed no signs of contamination. Officials assured residents that the city and KDHE acted quickly to safeguard public health.
A teen was cited for driving while using a cell phone after he was injured in a rollover crash Sunday in Manhattan, authorities said. The single vehicle crash was reported just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the 2500 block of Marlette Avenue. Riley County Police listed 17-year-old Malachi Cassay of Manhattan as the driver of the car that crashed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas ended November 2024 with total tax collections at $675.5 million. That's $25.4 million, or 3.6% below the estimate, with total tax collections up 4% from November 2023. Individual income tax collections were $335.2 million. That's $15.3 million, or 4.4% below the estimate, though individual income tax collections are up 14.9% from November 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $24.5 million. That's $5.9 million, or 19.4% below the estimate, and down 31.1% from November of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $287.3 million, which is $2 million, or 0.7% below the estimate, and down $3.7 million, or 1.3% from November 2023. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning poultry producers about the significant risks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The virus is spread by waterfowl, like ducks and geese, to domesticated birds, with chickens especially susceptible. And while it hasn't been detected in domesticated birds in Kansas since April, it was recently detected in wildfowl. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says you should monitor your birds for symptoms of HPAI, which include coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and other signs of respiratory distress, lack of energy and appetite, decreased water consumption, decreased egg production and/or soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, incoordination, and diarrhea. However, the virus can kill without birds even showing symptoms. If your bird exhibits any symptoms, you should contact your veterinarian immediately. And if you don't have a regular veterinarian, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office toll-free at 833-765-2006. You can find more information, including details on how to prevent HPAI, by visiting agriculture.ks.gov and clicking on the link under News. Kansas wildlife officials have announced that the application period for special big game hunting permits is now open. In a press release, Rose Clausen with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said that state-based chapters of nonprofit organizations focusing on wildlife conservation and promoting hunting and fishing heritage now have a special fundraising opportunity, as eligible organizations can now enter a random drawing for one of seven special big game hunting permits, which can then be sold to fund conservation projects. Clausen said the drawing will be held at the next Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting on January 30, 2025, and participants do not need to be present to win. Special big game permits include hunting opportunities for elk, deer, and antelope in Kansas, and all applications are due by January 17, 2025. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks offers up to seven commission big game permits each year for no more than one elk, one antelope, and up to seven deer, depending on the applicant's preferences, and deer permits are either species, either sex, and are valid across the state during any season with legal equipment for that season. These also do not count against other big game permits that the license holder may get. Organizations involved in the program keep 15% of the sale price of the permits to support their individual missions, with the remaining 85% being held by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks until a mutually agreed upon conservation project is approved, and organizations cannot win one of these permits more than once in a 3-year period. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Happy holidays from Norton County Hospital and Clinics. The holidays can bring extra calories and stress, but staying active can help balance it all. This season, we encourage you to give yourself the gift of health. Try indoor workouts, outdoor walks, dancing, or winter sports. Small changes like taking the stairs also add up. Stay active this season for better health and less stress. Let's make this winter your healthiest yet.
The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, has chosen Kansas as one of 25 states and U.S. territories to participate in a new pilot program. The USDA said the pilot program under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program will help homeowners in rural areas more quickly make needed repairs to their homes in areas placed under a presidential disaster declaration or who live in rural partner network communities. Many contractors require 50% upfront before ordering materials and work begins, so under the pilot program, suppliers will be paid directly or to the contractor after receiving receipt of a paid invoice. The USDA reports that the new pilot program will help homeowners make needed repairs or improvements to their homes while preventing fraud. And under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program, low-income homeowners can receive loans for up to $40,000, and those over 62 can receive grants for up to $10,000. The 20-year term loans have a 1% interest rate, and for those over 62, the loans can be combined with the grant for a maximum lifetime total of $50,000. For more information about the program or to apply, you can contact your local USDA Rural Development Office or visit rd.usda.gov/KS. The results of the girls' wrestling at the Christmas City Classic that was held in Trigo on December 7th includes, for the team scores, Norton Community placing first with 159.5 points, Russell High School placing second with 143.5 points, and Colby High School placing third with 121.5 points. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that the girls started out their season with a bang as they were crowned team champions and wrestled very well. The Blue Jays crowned two individual champions, Kaysen Miller and Cadence Greason. Kaysen pinned all of her opponents, which included the number one and two ranked wrestlers in her weight, and she was also crowned Outstanding Wrestler of the Tournament, as well as being Norton's Wrestler of the Week. And Cadence Greason pinned her way through the tournament as well, only making it to the second period once, finishing first. There were two third-place finishers, Hallie Fonenstill, who lost a tough battle with the number one-ranked wrestler Abigail Jackson from Oakley, but then dominated her way to a third-place finish, and Adriana Winters, who avenged her loss for the day in the third- and fourth-place bout by fall to also finish third. Allison Quintana pinned the number 6 ranked wrestler in her weight, but lost to the current number 1 and number 2 in her weight class to finish 4th. And Norton's last medalist of the day was Evie Vance, going 3-2 on the day, losing to the returning state runner-up in the semifinals in a hard-fought match in the 3rd and 4th place bout. Coach said he's really proud of the girls and looks forward to continue to watch them improve throughout the season. Their next tournament will be at Colby on Thursday. Coach Brockman reported that the boys were also crowned team champions at the Christmas City Classic, which is the first in program history where both teams, boys and girls, had won the same tournament. Norton crowned 4 champions: Caleb Kieswetter, who was very dominant, pinning all of his opponents; Colton Stover, who had a dominant day, winning his first 2 by fall and then a very dominant decision in the finals; Derek Clydesdale, who had a very dominant day, winning with bonus points, including in his finals match against a returning 4A runner-up; Frank of Scott City; and Brennan Fawnenstiel, who also had a dominant day in a tough weight, winning 2 matches by tech fall and 2 by fall. Derek and Brennan both were named this week's Wrestler of the Week. Corbin Puga lost a tough rematch of last year's state champion finals by injury default to earn 2nd place, and Aston Katz lost a tough match to returning state champion Caden Sisson, but then battled back to beat Hamel of Hill City, who was a state placer last year, to finish in 3rd place. Finally, Max Carter made his high school debut, losing a tough match in the semifinals and then battling into the 3rd and 4th place round, where he was up and then he was caught on his back and pinned. Coach said he's very proud of the boys who competed this weekend and looks for them to continue their success. The boys will have a busy week this week with a tough duel with Phillipsburg on Thursday and then a tournament on Friday and Saturday with Southern Valley and Holdridge. Funeral services for Ray Dreher, 60 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, December 10th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Monday, December 9th, also at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Ray Dreher Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. There's a chance to check out the latest farm technology and innovation. Here's farm broadcaster David Guy, who has the report.
It is farm show season, and Cindy Feldman with the Nebraska Ag Expo says the second largest indoor farm show in the country is set to open up next week.
December 10th through the 12th at the Sandhills Global Event Center, right on the northeast corner of Lincoln. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. We've got 75 ag innovation companies in our innovation hub and over 600 exhibitors.
Feldman says expanding innovation is a highlight among new companies at the Innovation Hub in the Livestock Market Pavilion, and ag drones will be highly featured.
They continue to make them bigger and better. I would say GreenEye Technology is one company to check out in the Innovation Hub.
That hub was started 3 years ago. Feldman says farmers and ranchers tell her it's cool to see innovation up close and coming down the pipe.
It's really a way to promote startup companies and companies with a new product get to market faster by bringing farmers in there and giving them input on their product or service if it isn't to market, or even if it is, they may still have time to make changes to that product or service.
Again, the Nebraska Ag Expo is December 10th through the 12th. You can learn more at NebraskaAgExpo.com. I'm David Geiger reporting.
All right, David, thank you very much for the update. Big show, as they said, second largest indoor ag show in the United States. That's Nebraska Ag Expo, a great show if you have a chance to attend. You are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Some cloud cover over the eastern and southern counties, but otherwise we'll have sunshine across Kansas today. A cold front is crossing our state with cooler temperatures ahead for most areas tomorrow. There's very cold air over the northern plains, but it looks like that'll stay up there and not affect our area very much. Low precipitation chances for most of this week with very little moist air available in the central plains and the low pressure waves and fronts coming in from the north. We may see a few light snow flurries in our southwestern counties this afternoon. Cooler tomorrow and then warmer in the western and central counties by Wednesday. On the map, a cold front is south of Kansas. We have another one moving in from the north. Low pressure is over the central Rockies. The bigger systems are over the Great Lakes and the Gulf Coast. Some snow showers over Colorado, but not amounting to very much. Occasionally breezy for us this afternoon, but wind will mostly stay under 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly for the overnight hours. Lows will be in the 20s, except for low 30s in the southeast counties. Tomorrow should be fair, breezy, and cool with high pressure moving down from the north. Mostly 30s and 40s statewide tomorrow and wind out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour. High pressure will move a little bit further east on Wednesday. We'll stay mostly sunny over Kansas. Little bit of a warming trend in store for the western and southern counties, but still cool east and northeast. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low to mid 40s, low 20s for the overnight hours. We're in the upper 40s and low 50s north central tonight, low to mid 20s, low 50s northeast and mid to upper 20s for the overnight. Mid to upper 40s southwest tonight, we're in the low 20s, south central low to mid 50s and mid to upper 20s for the overnight. Mid 50s in the southeastern counties tonight, low 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Make Kansas part of your holiday season this year with a From the Land of Kansas holiday gift box shipped directly to your friends and family. Each gift box contains a variety of products from across the state. When you shop Kansas, you support local companies and your community. Shop fromthelandofkansas.com. From the Land of Kansas, the state trademark program promotes products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. Look for the logo at gift shops and grocery stores to recognize Kansas-made products. Finding Kansas-made products is easy with shopfromthelandofkansas.com, where you can order Kansas-made goods online.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.